to augment or not to augment? Smarter field sales strategies. Welcome to Conexio Pulse, the podcast that delivers strategic insights to help healthcare manufacturers bring their innovations to market faster, smarter, and with impact. This episode is by Catherine Kellum, Chief Operating Officer at Conexio Health. Today's topic is a big one for commercial leaders. Field augmentation. What it is, why it matters, and how the right pairing strategy could unlock serious value. Let's start with a truth that most commercial teams know well. 80% of revenue typically comes from just 20% of customers. This 80-20 rule shows up in nearly every territory map. It means your highest value customers get most of the attention, while the rest often fall through the cracks. Field reps are juggling 100, 200, sometimes 300 accounts. With about 20 working days in a month, that's maybe 5 to 15 on-site visits per day. It's just not sustainable, especially outside major metro areas. So the question becomes, is it worth sending reps to cover the long-tail customers? Or is there a smarter way to ensure meaningful coverage without burning out your team or your budget? This is where field augmentation comes in. Think of it as building a flexible, scalable sales force without the overhead of adding full-time headcount with the associated travel costs. The model pairs field reps with sales development representatives or virtual clinical educators. It also leverages non-personal promotional channels like email, direct mail, webinars, and digital. This blended approach can support new product launches, lead generation, clinical education, customer service, support, and more. It's about putting the right person in the right place at the right time and ensuring that every customer segment is supported, not just the top 20%. The data backs this up. According to the Alexander Group, organizations that pair field reps with SDRs or inside sales resources can see up to a 20% boost in productivity. That's a major lift. Because it's not just about doing more, it's about doing better. Your reps stay focused on high-value, complex accounts, while your inside team drives momentum across the rest of the customer base. Here are four best practices Conexio Health has observed in the field. First, pair your field reps and SDRs strategically based on geography, customer tier, or product need. A thoughtful match increases collaboration and coverage. Second, make sure your virtual team is fully integrated. They shouldn't feel like outsiders. A connected team shares insights, coordinates actions, and delivers a unified customer experience. Third, align incentives across your field and inside sales teams. When everyone's success metrics point in the same direction, you eliminate friction and increase performance. And finally, invest early. Field augmentation requires upfront planning, but the return on investment is real and often substantial. Done right, this isn't about double paying, it's about double coverage. And it pays off. At Conexio Health, we work with healthcare manufacturers that are scaling quickly but strategically. Field augmentation helps focus your best reps where they're needed most, while still giving your broader customer base the attention it deserves. It's scalable. It's smart. And it works. Thanks for listening to Conexio Pulse. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your sales or marketing team. To learn more about commercialization strategies that accelerate success, visit conexiohealth.com. Until next time, keep innovating to drive better outcomes and patient care.